8. Scoops. From Our World International News Hour, 21 June 2036. Kate Manzoni, to camera. The real possibility, revealed exclusively here, of armed conflict between Scotland and England, and therefore, of course, involving the United States as a whole, is the most significant development in what is becoming the central story of our unfolding century, the battle for water. The figures are stark. Less than 1% of the world's water supply is suitable and accessible for human use. As cities expand and less land is left available for farming, the demand for water is increasing sharply. In parts of Asia, the Mideast, and Africa, the available surface water is already fully used, and groundwater levels have been falling for decades. Back at the turn of the century, 10% of the world's population did not have enough water to drink. Now that figure has tripled, and it is expected to reach a startling 70% by 2050. We have become used to seeing bloody conflicts over water. For example, in China, and over the waters of the Nile, the Euphrates, the Ganges, and the Amazon, places where the diminishing resource has to be shared, or where one neighbor is perceived, rightly or wrongly, as having more water than it requires. In this country, there have been calls in Congress for the administration to put more pressure on the Canadian and Quebecois governments to release more water to the U.S., particularly the desertifying Midwest. Nevertheless, the idea that such conflicts could come to the developed Western world, just to repeat our exclusive revelation that an armed incursion into Scotland to secure water supplies has been seriously considered by the English state government, comes as a shock. Angel McKee, voiceover. It is night, and nothing is stirring. This small island, set like a jewel in the Philippine Sea, is only a half kilometer across, and yet, until yesterday, more than 1,000 people lived here, crammed into ramshackle dwellings which covered these lowlands as far as the high tide line of the sea. Even yesterday, children played along the beach you can see here. Now, nothing is left, not even the bodies of the children remain. Hurricane Antony, the latest to be spun off the apparently permanent El Niño storm which continues to wreak havoc around the Pacific Rim, touched here only briefly, but it was long enough to destroy everything these people had built up over generations. The sun has yet to rise on this devastation. Not even the rescue crews have arrived yet. These pictures are brought to you exclusively by an Our World remote news gathering unit, once again on the scene of breaking news ahead of the rest. We will return to these scenes when the first aid helicopters arrive. They are due from the mainland any minute now. And in the meantime, we can take you to an underwater view of the coral reef here. This was the last remnant of a great community of reefs which lined the Tanan Strait and the southern Negros, most of it long destroyed by dynamite fishing. Now this last survivor, preserved for a generation by devoted experts, has been devastated. Willoughby Cott, voiceover.
Now, we can see that goal again as we ride on Settler's shoulder with Our World's exclusive As the Sportsman Sees It feature. You can see the line of defenders ahead of Settler pushing forward as he approaches, expecting him to make a pass which would leave Kramer offside. But Settler, instead, heads away from the wing into deeper midfield, beats one defender, then a second. The goalkeeper doesn't know which threat to counter, Settler or Kramer, and here you can see the gap Settler spotted, opening up at the near post, and he puts on a burst of acceleration and shoots! And now, thanks to Our World's exclusive infield imaging technology, we are riding with the ball as it arcs into that top corner, and the Beijing crowd are ecstatic!
Simon Alcala, voiceover. Coming up later, we bring you more exclusive behind-the-scenes pictures of Russian Tsarina Irina's visit to a top Johannesburg boutique. And what was Madonna's daughter having done to her nose in this exclusive Los Angeles cosmetic surgery clinic? Our World Paparazzi, we take you into the lives of the famous, whether they like it or not. But first, here's a General Assembly we'd like to see more of. Lunchtime yesterday, UN Secretary General Halliwell took a break from UNESCO's World Hydrology Initiative conference in Cuba. Halliwell thought this rooftop garden was secure, and she was right. Well, almost right.
The roof is covered by a one-way mirror. It allows in the sun's soothing rays, but keeps out prying eyes. That is, everyone's eyes but ours. Let's go on down through the roof now. Yes, through the roof. And there she is, certainly a sight for sore eyes as she enjoys the filtered Caribbean sunlight au naturel. Despite the mirrored roof, Halliwell is cautious. You can see here she's covering up as a light plane passes overhead, but she should have known she can't hide from our world. As you can see, Mr. Gravity has been kind to our sec-gen. Halliwell is as much a knockout as when she shimmied across the stages of the world all the 40 years ago. But the question is she still all the original Halliwell? Or has she accepted a little help?